7:48 p.m. on Monday, May 15th, 2017. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, this time we'll entertain items from the floor. The giant eagle person's going to talk later. Okay.
Yes.
There being no items from the floor, does anyone have any changes to the minutes of April 17th or May 1st before we have our motions? Mr. Wainwright.
I move to approve the minutes of April 17th, 2017.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes.
I move to approve the minutes of May 1st, 2017.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola. Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payment for bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the General Fund in the amount of $37,782.26, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $982.74, for a total of $38,765.
Questions or comments?
My report.
Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. General Government Committee, Mr. Wainwright.
This week's bill list was relatively light, routine expenses, and I don't believe Ms. Bustini, there were any other general government issues.
There was none.
That concludes my report.
Any questions for Mr. Wainwright? Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. Nothing stood out that I'm going to need to comment on. However, on the last page, there is a list of the parking tickets for April, so the officers are out and about doing their duties.
Checking.
Now, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Any questions for Mayor Cook? Public safety, Mr. Wilson.
Public safety did not meet.
Community development, Dr. Wallace is not here. Mr. Bright, did community development meet?
No.
Okay. Public Works, Mr. Wilson.
Did not meet.
Community Services, Dr. Petrola.
Did not meet.
Personnel, Dr. Petrola.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
Yeah, pension, Matt. Excuse me a second. John Kuteski and others from Oakmont were here. We reviewed the first quarter performance, which was favorable. Pension was up 4%. Now, the actuarial assumption is 6.5%. So to get 4 out of 6.5 in one quarter is good. The equity portion was a little bit ahead of the S&P 500 index. The bond portion was, you know, considerably below, but that's the way bonds are. It's not unusual. Small cap had a poor quarter, but it fluctuates, so it doesn't really matter. The large cap and foreign equities did fine. We decided to do a legal review of the pension plan documents, which we haven't done for a long time.
And that's why there's a motion on the agenda for today.
Yeah. And these documents are complex, and there are a lot of them, and probably a legal review is the only reasonable review. I don't think the layman can dig through that stuff effectively, I mean, really.
Okay.
We did talk briefly about the actuarial interest rate assumption of 6.5%, And just as a background comment, over a period of many years prior to Oakmont taking over management, we always were lagging our interest rate assumption by roughly 1% or more over the long haul. And this is not good at all, because in the end it means we have to put more money into the pension plan. It costs the borough money if we can't hit our actuarial assumption. And for 19 years, we didn't hit it. And I haven't calculated last year yet because I don't have the data to do it. But it looks like it was a poor performance last year, I mean, based on preliminary data. So
we're up 4% this quarter, though, right?
Yeah. That was.
And we're at 6.5% for our actuarial values?
Yes.
So we're halfway home.
Yeah. So you said the 6.5% is for the whole year.
Gotcha.
And the 4% was just for the first quarter.
Hot dog.
That's great. Thank you.
That's about it.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Bright?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Three Rivers Wet Weather. John Schomburg is winning being honored as a Citizen of the Year for the Pennsylvania Environmental Commission on the 24th. So kudos to him. And Connect had its Congress.
Connect had its Congress and is meeting this week. Mr. Wilson will be attending for the
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. For a solicitor report, Mr. Yes.
Very quickly before you move on.
Yes, sir.
Public Safety did meet. We interviewed two very excellent part-time officers, and they're on the agenda.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you for that correction.
What happened? It's all qualified. They're ready to go.
All right. For a solicitor report, Mr. Baker.
Madam President, I have a couple comments on the motions on the agenda relating to the Giant Eagle approval, but they're not major comments, and I'll just wait and we'll deal with it then.
All right. For our manager's report.
Thank you, Madam President. Edgewood has been invited to apply for the GROW grants available through Alcosan. If you remember, we submitted a letter of intent, which Alcosan reviewed and determined that our project is consistent with the goals of their program. So now we are able to apply. So step one down a long road. Though the cross street roadway repairs continue to progress, all the work on the storm sewer line and new catch basins were completed on Saturday. Felino is working really quickly on this project, so we're happy. Today, the roadway was turned over to Peoples Natural Gas, who will be installing a new mainline gas pipe. After they are done with that, Felino will come back and will be removing the block and laying new road. We're going to go block by block. So the 100 block, they're going to remove the Belgian block and lay a binder, go on to the next one. And so we'll have the whole road bindered like that before they come back to put on the top layer. WPSD will be using Koenig Field on Thursday for a track Special Olympics event. We're happy to be helping our neighbors out while their field is under construction. And Cargill Inc. has agreed to the second option year on our salt contract. They have also agreed not to increase the cost of salt for 2017-2018, which is very good news. They could have increased it by up to 3%. So we're happy to be staying at $69.29 per ton of road salt. We've also been working with Alcosan on supplying two dog waste receptacles for the dog run in Dixon Park. It looks like they are going to be able to provide those to the borough. So we're working on the final details and thank them for collaborating with us. And that's all I have.
Borough manager? All righty then. Any new business? Committee action. Motion to hire part-time police officers. Mr. Wilson.
I move to hire Nicholas Robola and Dana Shear as part-time officers pending the passage of the drug screening, background investigation, and physical and psychological examinations. Their pay would be per the police contract.
Second.
Questions or comments? These are in the group that you interviewed?
Yes.
Young recruits, right out of school.
Both very young, both excellent, well qualified. Chief liked them.
Okay. Well, they're going to be trained by the best, so. We're happy for that. Anything else? Ms. Buss, you need to call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes.
At this point, do we want to have a little presentation from our friends at GITGO? On the motion, on the agenda, excuse me, are two motions, one to approve a conditional land development application and one for a waiver from the SALDO. So these plans have been reviewed by the Planning Commission, both the preliminary and final plan design. It has also been reviewed by the Allegheny County Planning Division, and their comments were shared with the Planning Commission and taken into account for our final plan, which is before us this evening. This is parcel D. It is located in a C2 district, which is commercial 2, and I will let you take it
and
from there.
And for our constituents who are here who may not know, what does SALDO stand for?
Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance. So before
if
you'd
like to come and see the picture.
So before you this evening is a land development application.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is John Hyland. I'm with Lesser Solar Engineering. I'm here on behalf of John Ewald to present the project and answer any questions. You've all seen this before, so I'm going to keep this short. We were here for the conditional use hearing and had a word from John Ewald to present the project. This Bright Avenue here was a 6,200 square foot retail building with 8 fuel pumps in front of it. Stormwaters between the building and the back to the parkway. Two accesses onto the driveway for the shopping center. The lower ones is the right in, right out. The upper ones full access. Plan meets all the parking requirements. Meets the stormwater per the review of the engineer. As your manager indicated, that there with the was requesting a waiver on the landscaping requirements. It's not feasible to get as many trees as was required by the ordinance on this project and develop the property. If you assume a small footprint of a tree, 20-foot radius, which is what you show me now, most of the trees that we're proposing are going to grow 30, 40 foot diameter or foot row. You need over 2 acres to plant all the trees for the that require the ordinance. Property is only 2.8 acres. What we've done working with the manager is provide a large quantity of large shrubs stretching the road to 10 foot height. Intermixed amongst the trees. We also are requested the borough avoid planting any trees on the existing or the relocated sewer lines because trees on top of the sewer falls.
Please.
Present issues in the future. So that's what we said. That's what the reasoning for the. Request is the amount of trees that you should have to plant on the property is well over 200 trees. So you take 200 trees by 20 foot diameter, you're well over 2 acres of area you need just to plant them.
And they're not even nice trees either, what they're taking down.
Correct. Well, pretty much all locusts. Yeah, they're shrub trees for all intents and purposes. They're large, some of them are large, but they're not nice trees. Everything we're planting is going to be more maple-ish, more ornamental shade trees.
Can you talk a little bit about lighting?
Lighting, yes. The lighting for the facility is all LED lighting. So by nature of LEDs, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with them. They're directional just by the nature of how they're made. You order a LED fixture for something like this. Each little LED that's in the fixture is specifically directed at a certain point to shine light. So by that, they're directional. There's not a lot of spillover, there's not a lot of wasted light. Additionally, at per request of the borough, we shielded all the lights along the perimeter to ensure that there's no glare going on the property. Obviously, if you look at your house, you're going to see of the property, just like you see at the shopping center, but you're not going to have a light bulb shining.
Maybe somebody's window. That was your suggestion, Jack, so they listen.
Okay, well, yeah.
The canopy has got no overhang on it, so those lights are shielded by the canopy, and then I said that we should shield all the perimeter lighting, and since it's all LED, it's directional that way as well. So you get a lot of light, a little energy, a lot more control over the light, you don't have as much spillover.
Anything, any questions?
All right.
I have a couple comments, I might as well make them now. Have you seen the motion that council has on its agenda? Can you take a look at it?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's on the back sheet.
While he's looking at that, let me just make a couple other comments. The waiver request, which Julie and I spoke about, I'm familiar with it. I think that we should make the letter of May 15th specifically part of the motion and mention that because we are, in fact, approving their letter, as I understand it. So I think the motion should read, I move to grant Giant Eagle's waiver request as stated in Giant Eagle's letter of May 15th, 2017. So
that's your motion, Jack. So,
okay. To just make reference to this letter.
Okay. All right, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
and then on the land development, which I want to ask our representative, keep it.
Thank you.
When you say properly addressing the first comment on Gateway Engineers memo. You mean the geotechnical comment?
Yes.
Okay. I think, just to be clear, I think we should say the geotechnical comment, just to be clear. Now you've had a chance to read that, and as the applicant, I think it's appropriate that we ask you, and hopefully you're authorized to answer the question. If you're not, then just let us know. Are these conditions, we're giving you final approval subject to a couple of conditions. Are those conditions acceptable to the applicant?
Yes, these conditions are actually, we addressed them in our letter stating that they actually get submitted. We're in the process of working with the borough for planning module. Once that goes to the removal,
if you can understand how
it works, that would be my. On the end, the economics are already submitted to the conservation district and was waiting for. Initially, addressing the gateway's comments, which we did. It sounds like there's still a little concern on the gateway, on the geotechnical comments, which we'll get to see it work out.
Yeah, conditions 1 and 2 we're waiting on third parties for. Conditions 1 and 2 we're waiting on third parties for.
I understand, but I'm just right. Make it clear that the applicant's stating for the public record that he's in agreement with our conditions and. So we will move forward. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I've looked at the trees there. The land's been wild for many years, and these are all junk trees. There's nothing good there at all. It's a whole slew of wild junk trees, and there are hundreds, if not thousands of them. I mean, the idea of even replacing any of them, I think, doesn't make much sense. Of course, having some trees there makes sense, but to, you know, it's just a wild jungle there, right?
But
now.
Not for long.
We're going to make it a jungle, but it's going to be a pretty jungle.
It's going to be beautiful. Anything else? All right. Do you have anything further? All righty then. Mr. Wilson, your motion to grant the waiver.
I move that the preliminary and final land development application submitted.
We'll do the waiver first.
Your motion to grant waiver. You're not doing
Mr. Wainwright will do that motion. I move to grant Giant Eagle's waiver request from section 180-34C in a land development application of lot 177-L-80. And the letter dated May 15th, 2017, be waived.
May 15th, right?
May 15th, 2017.
Is that all right, Mr.
Yes.
Barry? Okay. Yes. Second, any questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to approve preliminary and final land development, Mr. Wainwright.
I move that the preliminary and final land development application submitted by Giant Eagle, Inc. for lot and block 177L80 be approved and submitted on the May 8th, 2017 plans with the following conditions. Number 1, submission of the approved planning module. 2, submission of the approved erosion and sedimentation control plan / NPDES permit, and three, properly addressing the geotechnical comments on Gateway Engineers memo dated May 12, 2017, prior to construction and the issuance of building permits.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Motion to hire part-time summer public works employees. Mr. Wilson.
I move to hire Eric Rillich as part-time summer employee for the public works department. He will be paid $8 an hour.
Second.
Questions or comments? This is a mower and a weed puller.
That's correct. He's a college student and happy to have him for the summer.
All right. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to hire legal counsel for pension plan document review. Mr. Bright.
I move to hire Randall Rhodes Law to review the pension plan documents for compliance with state laws. His hourly rate will be $185 per hour, and billing will be capped at $1,200 per plan. The fees will be paid from the borough's general fund.
Any questions or comments? I think Mr. Bright addressed that.
I want to make one comment. Capping it at $1,200, this is a bargain.
All right.
I just have a real quick question. I'm sorry I didn't see the last part. Why would the fees be paid from the general fund? You could pay these fees from the pension fund.
That's correct. We could. We'd have to go through an Act 44 RFP procedure. The thought of the pension committee was that this was a good deal and we had money for it in our legal line item. If the review finds that there are significant changes to the plan documents that need to be made, an RFP will be put out and issued for someone to make those.
I just want to really make the point that you could pay for it out of the pension.
All right, thank you.
And this is $1,200 per plan, and there are two plans, so we're talking $2,400 max.
Great. Ms. Bussey?
I'm sorry, I have another question. It's in response to what Julie just said. If it's $1,200 a plan, he's going to do this job for $1,200 a plan, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're cool.
Okay. So I'm saying
we got it.
We want to put out another RFP or anything.
No, there wasn't.
He will issue a report showing us where our plan does not comply with state law. If we want an ordinance written for us that would make it comply, that is not included. So he's going to point out the deficiencies in our plan documents.
This is a review of the plan.
Well, there have been a variety of, you know, little changes in the laws over the years, and they happen all the time.
It's time
so
to have it reviewed.
We don't really know what might be there. We don't really know.
Anything else? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Abstain.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And your reason for abstention?
I know.
Okay. Motion to pay off. Gotta get emotional. Motion to pay off the tax anticipation note. Mr. Wainwright.
Move to pay off the 2017 tax anticipation note in the amount of $301,934.04, effective May 16th, 2017.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
One comment. We're paying this off early, saving a significant amount of money. Since the loan is from PNC and the borough has their funds at PNC, we did not have to issue a check. So that's why there was not a check in the invoices. They're going to be able to pull it via ECH, which will save us a lot of time. So that's why there was no check for it. That's all.
We get a tax anticipation note to cover things until while the taxes are being collected and to cover us. And we're paying that off. That's what that is. Ms. Bussing, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. It always makes me feel so much better when we pay that off. And the earlier, the better. It means we're in good shape, and that's important. Okay. Resolution 2017-03, appointing Lindsay Baxter to the Shade Tree Committee. Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2017-03, through Ordinance 1060, the Borough of Edgewood created the Shade Tree Advisory Committee, and whereas under the terms of the Ordinance, Council shall appoint up to 5 residents of the borough to serve on the committee, and whereas the Shade Tree Advisory Committee will work to improve the environmental health of the borough, it shall work to preserve and expand the borough's trees by advising council on tree care and maintenance. Now, therefore, be resolved that Lindsay Baxter be appointed to the Borough Shade Tree Committee to a term expiring December 31st, 2017, appointed as the 15th day of May 2017 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. Point of, and the resolution 2017-03 passes. Question for point of order. Since all of the other resolutions state the same thing except for the now therefore, because it has a term, can Dr. Petrola read the first whereas, the title, the first whereas, and the now therefores?
Yes.
All right. Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2017-04, whereas through Ordinance 1060, the Borough of Edgewood created a Shade Tree Advisory Committee, and now therefore be it resolved that Lisa Bilali be appointed to the Edgewood Borough Shade Tree Advisory Committee, term to expire December 31st, 2019, adopted this the 15th of May 2017 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and Resolution 2017-4 passes. Resolution 2017-5, same manner. Ms. Dr. Petrola.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2017-05, whereas through Ordinance 1060, the Borough of Edgewood created a Shade Tree Advisory Committee, and now therefore be resolved that Brian Cavalucas be appointed to the Edgewood Borough Shade Tree Committee to a term expired December 31st, 2018, adopted on this the 15th of May 2017 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Cavalucas, aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And Resolution 2017-05 passes. Do we have another one?
Yep. Last one.
Resolution 2017-06.
The Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2017-06, whereas through Ordinance 1060, the Borough of Edgewood created a Shade Tree Advisory Committee, and now therefore be resolved that Stephanie Ulmer be appointed to the Edgewood Borough Shade Tree Advisory Committee to a term expiring December 31st, 2019. Adopted this the 15th of May 2017 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood. Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And Resolution 2017-6 passes. And for Council's information and for people who are here, this is the culmination of a lot of discussion regarding our Shade Tree Committee. Worked on by Dr. Petrola and Mr. Wainwright, and persons that have been appointed to the committee have submitted letters of interest, and they will be getting a thank you letter for their volunteering as well as a copy of their resolution so that they know when their terms are, how long their terms are, as well as the guidance document that was discussed previously. And their contact person will be the borough manager, and their council contact people will be Dr. Petrola and Mr. Wainwright. So we're sending out a packet to them to just let you know. And I want to thank all of you for your work in that, and also thank these individuals for their willingness to serve the borough in this capacity. And that's it. We do not need executive session.
Motion to move out of here.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Any questions or comments regarding that? Our next council meeting is June 5th.
Don't forget to vote.
Please do not forget to vote. Congratulations to all of those who have agreed to run for an important office and important for open governance and for the borough as well as the state. And meeting adjourned.
Thank you.